Hey, this is John Bollinger with Premier Guitar. I'm with Zach Wild at the Ryman. Zach.
Father John, what are you doing, man?
Man, so good of you to take a little time and talk to us.
Hey, no problem. Let's just make this quick. I have a nail appointment and I have to paint my toenails, and after that, I got to check on my fishnets and make sure they match my shoes. Let's make this snappy.
Perfect. Okay. Let's start with these guitars. First, man, congratulations on launching your own line. That is awesome.
Well, I got kicked out of my parents' house and I was on the curb for a little while, so now we got to see where we can take it from here.
But, yeah.
No, it's great, man. I mean, like we were talking about before, it's just, I would just say it's just like a natural progression, because everybody asks why I'm starting my own company. It's just, you know, it's like Derek Jeter. He played for the Yankees, then he, you know, managed the Yankees. Then he was GM, then vice president of operations. The only next logical step for Derek would be to be a team owner.
Right.
So now, you know, now he owns the Milwaukee Brewers, you know, what I mean, or whatever. So, I mean, I just say that's, you know, I mean, not everybody wants to do it, though, you know what I mean? But I just love being hands-on with everything.
Yeah, like Black Label. I mean,
Well, you know, it's just like, you know, with Jimmy Page. I mean, Jimmy, like Led Zeppelin wasn't just like a hobby of his. It wasn't the band. I mean, it's not just his job. It's his whole life.
Right.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah.
That's what I always tell kids, you know, if they ask for any advice, I'm like, well, you don't want to have a crummy job. Just make the band your job. Just be all in. Just make it your life, you know.
All in, right. Just
everything, man. You know, just be in charge. That's why I'm in charge of what color my toenails are, what color, make sure the fishnets match the high heels.
Yeah.
And make sure the stilettos are safe. You don't want to poke anybody in the eyes. You don't want to hurt anybody, you know what I mean?
Right, right. Wait, we'll talk about these. Start wherever you like.
With the fiddles, I mean, obviously, somebody asked it was just like, well, Zach, you got all these Norse names for the fiddles, you know what I mean? It's just like the Warhammer, the Viking V, the Odin, the Barbarian, the Behemoth, the Raven, you know, like all these names for the fiddles. But I just go, well, originally the names were going to be after famous tap dancers, but we just figured a buddy of mine, Mike, he's a huge Minnesota Viking fan, so we just figured we'd do Mike a favor and just stick with the whole Viking motif.
Right,
so
yeah.
That's pretty much where we got at it. But no, I mean, as far as the fiddles go, I mean, it's just like, obviously with this guy, you got the tiger top and stuff like that. I mean,
that's beautiful.
I mean, well, the whole thing is, I mean, it's either where you could put a maple top on a mahogany body. And I mean, the majority of the time, you know, when you're making a normal soup, I mean, I'm saying for the majority of all guitars, they'll tell you, I mean, I'm just saying because it's tried and true and it's tested. And,
right.
You know, certain woods sound different. I mean, you know, whether you have maple, it's going to be brighter. Ebony's a hard wood, so it's going to be bright. Rosewood's a darker wood. You know, I mean, it's just like flavors and everything like that.
Right.
The different combinations you come up with wood-wise on a guitar are going to be the outcome of the, you know, pickups and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just, but the whole thing is, you know, I mean, with us, I mean, me and you could be sitting there having a cup of coffee and just like whatever the tabletop is that we're sitting here looking at, it's just like an amazing piece of wood. And then we just find out whatever kind of Brazilian zebra wood or whatever type of wood it is. It's just like, dude, we should just get some of this wood and make some tops out of this thing, out of the guitars, you know? So, but I mean, all the fiddles I got right now, they're all pretty much mahogany bodies. Either I have a maple top on some of them and then maple back in the necks. And I only see like on this guy right here. Obviously, the maple back of the fretboard, ebony fretboard, my signature EMGs, the Floyd Roses, what else we got? Tone Pros hardware on here, and then I'm trying to think, what else we got in there? And all the wood is organically steroid fed, so that's what, you know, we just make sure, but it's organic steroids as opposed to, you know, back alley steroids, which really won't give you the full effect, you know?
None of that dodgy...
No, it's just like getting lame Viagra. You want the real deal. You want prescription. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you don't want to be let down in a crucial moment like that. And the same thing when you get on stage, you got to roll. So you don't want to be let down. But you just use all the best stuff you can find. And I mean, with the fret wire, we've been using 6100 fret wire.
Right.
Where we're going to use 6000. You know, so which is kind of high. But I mean, it just feels great. So.
But this is stuff you've been developing like over 30 years of playing honing.
Well, I mean, I've been blessed that, you know, obviously being with Gibson and Epiphone and Marshall and Dunlop. Yeah. I mean, like that, I mean, all the companies I've been with, I mean, all my heroes use them and stuff like that. So not only did I endorse it, you know, they gave me a chance to develop stuff with them, you know, design stuff or whatever, signature guitars, pedals, amps, whatever. But I'll always be part of who I am and where I came from, and it's your family to me. So, you know,
yeah.
But no, now it's just, like you said, it's like moving out of your parents' house. Now we got a chance to do our own thing.
Right, next logical step. How many guitars are going to be in the line?
Well, obviously, right now we have the three that are out right now is the Odin, the Warhammer, and the Viking V. And we're working on, it's being built right now, is the Barbarian. Next will be the Raven. Then the Double Neck is the Behemoth.
Oh.
And then, you know, so, the sky's the limit. I just.
Right, right.
There is no limit. So whatever we make up, I mean, it could be an old piece of a pedal that used to break all the time. You know, just, it was like a great pedal.
Yeah.
But it wasn't roadworthy and it just got beat up. And then, like, let's add something to it, make it even better. And then, you know, twist it and bend it and then make it our own thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
yeah,
it's just, even down to that, us just sitting around coming up with other pedal ideas or whatever, just saying, man, it'd be great if you could make this massive rack mount type thing, if we could put it in a little stomp box or something like that.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, because all we like is the one sound out of this type of thing or something like that. So, like I said, the ideas are limitless. Or if you said we combine this with that and the other thing and just made it one thing, you know what I mean? So,
yeah, because it's like a lifetime.
Well, it's the same thing with the guitars and the amps or. You know, I mean, we could, the wood combinations, we could use spalted maple, zebra wood, this and that, whatever we want to do. And just try it, put it together. If it sounds good, great. If it's junk, then we just move on.
Right. Very cool. Well, now let's hear about your amps.
I mean, obviously, with Marshall, I would always use my JCM-800s.
Yeah.
And, you know, just with it's the same, it's the premise. I mean, it's just simplicity. And but it's always, you know, the parts that you use. I mean, what I'm finding, you know, the more and more you do it, if you're using cheap parts and you use cheap stuff, it's just, you get cheap junk.
You know?
So, I mean, it really is, I'm saying down to all the parts that you're putting in the amp, it's mind-blowing what a difference it makes.
Right,
You know, because now I have my own studio, you know, with the Black Vatican. I mean, you could hear the difference when we're going through different amps and you're trying different things.
Right.
Whether it's different circuit boards or you're using different transistors and parts and transformers, whatever. I mean, you could, you know, when you're blasting it right here, I mean, you could go through three amps and you're just blasting it through 2 4x12s. After about 5 minutes, you're like, I can't even tell the difference anymore,
right,
you know, because your ears are shot. But I mean, when you're listening to it with little speakers, you can really hear the difference and go, wow, this is so much fuller and better, and the fidelity's higher and low, you know, you could hear because it doesn't lie.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, I give it all the, you know, the Black Label Pepsi Challenge up at the Black Vatican and test drive it in the studio. So this way you really can, hands down, without a doubt, you can tell what sounds fuller, fatter, thicker, what has more shimmering highs and lows. So that's what we do with the amps, same thing.
That's great. I think that's probably part of the appeal of vintage gear, is that back then there was they used all really good components. And then more modern gear didn't, so it's great that you're going back and just finding the perfect components for your amps.
Well, and you want consistency. I mean, you know, a big thing was, too, back in the day, they would use other parts in different parts of amps. We ran out of this, we'll just put some of these in here. So they did a lot of that back in the day, too. So
that's right.
So you'd get inconsistencies of, you know, you'd have, like, a good batch of these amps and it's the same model and it's really not as, you know, so you'd have friends going, oh, did you grab a, find me a good one. I mean, it should be every, out of 10 out of 10 amps, it shouldn't be 8 of them sound good. It should be identical.
That's,
and the same thing with the guitars too. And, you know, you shouldn't have inconsistency. It should be exactly the same.
That is true. It's funny, like the whole vintage thing, like people go crazy about certain gear and it's hit or miss. I mean, it really is.
No, it is. I mean, I think pretty much with all companies nowadays, it's the consistency levels. I think it's kind of better than it was back in the day.
Yeah.
It's hands down better.
Yeah.
That's just like saying the football players nowadays aren't as big as the guys back in the 50s. They're bigger, man.
Yeah, right.
That's the end of that argument.
Yeah.
They're faster, they're bigger, they're stronger, and then just stop. You're embarrassing yourself. So, I think hands down across the board, not just with the stuff I'm making, just everybody in general, every company.
Well, very cool. And you're going to have offered in black and white. That's cool.
Yeah, but I'm also, we have different, these are just the protos right here. I'm also designing, I'll be putting it on a social media and everything like that. Obviously these are more throwback type, you know, to my classic Marshalls and stuff like that. But it's just, these are just the first protos that we designed. So, I mean, obviously I'm making more, you know, modern ones with the grills and everything like that. So, but like I said, it doesn't matter if we want to make there is no limit to what kind of design you want to make.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, yeah.
Well, these are awesome. Well, let's talk about your pedal board.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay, so we're at your pedal board. Tell me all about it.
Oh, yeah, well, the batch of the Wild audio pedals that are being made right now until, you know, they're still in the proto stage. But, no, I'm just using all my tried and true Father Dunlop stuff. But I got, you know, my signature overdrive, the Berserker overdrive, obviously the Phase,
right.
90, obviously Univibe I'm using, obviously my Rota Vibe, which I love, and then my signature wah, just has a lot of sweep on it, and then carbon copy if I want to throw some delay at the end of something. But yeah, it's pretty simple. I mean, it's just, aside of if I want to come up and use something, it's just pretty much just the distortion, and if I want my clean tone, I turn the distortion off and roll back the volume.
Right.
And you know, everybody always asks, they're just like, oh, what are the settings and this and that? I mean, I just always say, even on your amps, I mean, for any kid or anybody who's playing guitar, you just roll the thing all the way up, and then whatever that's jumping out that you don't like, you just turn it, you dial it back. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, there really is no, it has to be the exact set. You know, everybody's different, and everybody just mess around until you get with what you want.
Right.
And you know, I mean, obviously, you'll see, I'll tape it down and, obviously, so my feet don't hit it and stuff like that.
Right.
So, well, my stilettos, you know, and
I
don't want to have that, you know, high heel or whatever. But,
and you run them off batteries, no power.
Well, then, you know, then I got to be running wires out here, and I got to, you know, so this way, if something does go wrong, you know, a pedal or a cable or something like that, Father Steve will just grab me another pedal board and just stick it right down and plug it in, and I'm up and running again. So yeah, I mean, if I get a flat tire, I'm not down that long.
Right, right. You know, so I used to think, like on your early recordings, you had chorusing on a lot of it, but were you actually using a chorus pedal at one point, or?
Actually, on the records, it's always doubled. I'll stick a chorus on some of the solos or some parts if I just, you know, if I want to step on a chorus and make it really wide.
Yeah.
But otherwise, when you double a guitar, it's natural chorusing.
Right.
So in the studio, I mean, even down to Miracle Man, the first stuff,
right.
First things I did with the boss, with Oz,
yeah,
all the way up through Black Label, Pride and Glory, the new Book of Shadows 2 record. I mean, if I want to have something get really wide, then I'll step on a chorus pedal and just, I mean, it just gets real, and then turn it off, and then it'll go back to normal. But in the studio, I just go use the distortion pedal for the rhythm tracks, and I'll double them, and that'll give it the spread. But
that's amazing because they're so tight.
But live, I use the chorus pedal though. You know, I'll have that sucker on.
Yeah, you're
pretty much the majority of the time.
That's amazing because your duplicated parts are so tight. It sounds like
tight. It's not as tight as some of my buddies. I mean, whether it's Disturbed or Five Finger Death Punch. I mean, the fellas, they got that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, you it's spot on.
Yeah.
I mean, my stuff it's a little bit more, you know, just loose and live, you know, throw a little Keef in there, you know what I'm
right,
saying? So, yeah,
right,
exactly.
Right, great, man. Hey, let's talk about these two cabinets.
Well, the cabs, I'm using I still have my 300-watt Black Label EV speakers in there.
Wow.
So, and you know, I've tried other speakers when I'm in the studio, and I mean, as far as the tight bottom and the shimmering highs and, just the fidelity of sound. You know,
right.
I'm just saying, you could... you know, at a blasting volume, you'll be able to, you know, everything kind of sounds good when you blasted it.
Right, right.
But when you hear it at a low volume, then you can really hear what has more bottom end and, you know, what more, well, you know, for any guitar players out there, when you get in the studio, you just do the same thing. You'll be able to hear the difference between certain amps and certain speakers. You'll, because it won't lie, hands down.
Yeah.
But I still use my, because they're clean, they're really clean speakers. So if I want to turn the guitar down and just, that's my clean sound. I don't A-B, you know, to a clean channel.
Yeah.
You know, which is great too, though. You know, I mean, it depends on what you want to do. It's all good. There is no right or wrong way to do anything. So, never mind. But anyway, it's just, like I said, I'll just turn the distortion pedal off and roll my volume down.
Oh.
For, you know, more like if you're getting the LaGrange sound or something, you know what I
right.
mean?
Right.
You know, and you know, where it's just because I want to hear the warmth of the tubes and the wood
right.
on the guitar.
Yeah, yeah, very transparent speakers. You're really getting your amp and you're getting your
guitar. There's really nothing going on.
Yeah.
I don't go through a rack of pedals and effects and stuff like that. Although, you know, I got, but Stevie loves all his stuff, and he sounds amazing every night. Yeah. And Luke and all my buddies that I know that used to use tons of racks, it sounds amazing too. So, I mean, it depends on what you like, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Zach, man, congratulations. Thanks for meeting us.
Good, man. Thanks a lot. Well, I got to go get my nails done now, and I got to go check on my fishnets.
It's funny, man. You're you're this Viking warrior, intimidating guy.
No, Viking warrior princess. Get it right. But anyways, have a job.
Thanks, brother.
Lot, man.
Again,
thanks,
man.
Brother. Thanks for everybody over Premier Guitar, man. Take it easy, guys.
Don't forget to sign up for PG Perks, your all-access pass to exclusive gear giveaways and discounts on PremierGuitar.com.